trip to Garden Grove. Smell like a Lou Dog inside the van. Oh yeah. This ain't no funky reggae party. $5 at the door. It gets so real sometime. Who wrote my rhyme? I've got the microwave, got the VCR, I got the deuce deuce in the trunk of my car. Oh yeah.
Coming to you direct from the Batcave, this is Anaheim Nights with Goober and Gucci McD, the Gooch.
Audience members, dude!
We feel fucking special.
Yeah!
Audience members.
Turn the light on, because if people come in while we're doing this shit, they're gonna fuck it up like your fucking cat and your fucking dog. It's so fucking aggressive until you stand there for like 5 seconds and then it's like all up on your nuts.
He's a bitch.
Apparently. And what, you didn't like his natural color of gray? So you had to, you know, brush him a little bit with some paint?
I'm telling you, until we didn't paint him. We were painting this tree deck outside and we let the little kids, you know, paint whatever colors they wanted. Dog has got to be nosy and like all up in the business, and so anyways,
dude, we should just fucking do a live show from the fucking treehouse.
The treehouse.
We should just go all sit up there, and then I'll sit on the weak side, so I just break it and go ah, hit the floor.
That'll be the end. You're like, well, you know, we had an amazing.
You hear the cracks, like, all of a sudden, like ah, boom. Just fucking, and like, what happened? Dude, Goober just fell off the fucking treehouse. I think the show's over. I think the show's over. We gotta go.
Yeah, I think you might need to go to the hospital.
Aw, oh, dude, I think I would fucking need more than that.
Go to the hospital? Well, I don't know, man. I know we're not going to pick you up, so we'll call an ambulance.
It's like I tell you guys, when I'm fucking drunk and I pass out on the floor, just fucking leave me there. There's no possible way you're getting me the fuck up, dude. Just fucking poke at me like, get up, Goober.
You okay? You okay?
You would like to touch me, sir.
Yes, I would.
Hey, dude, all right. I know this is the recurring theme we tell you every show, but apparently you got tired of us making fun of your gold bond, and the gold bond isn't here, but you did replace it with Vaseline Aloe Fresh Hydrating Lotion. So what? So your crabs went away.
Yes.
And so now you just want to moisturize and hydrate.
Pretty much. Perfect.
And this shit's already have gone. We haven't been here for a week, and you already finished up that bottle, replaced it with a new one, and this one's about to be gone as well. So, I mean, dude, how much of a long time did you get?
I don't know where that's coming from, dude. Leave me alone.
No, dude. Dude, there's fucking three monitors on this desk, and there's... Dude, it's not even closed all the way. You couldn't fucking spend the fucking 5 seconds it would take to, you know, let me close this and throw it in a drawer. No, you had to leave it out here.
Because I wanted to keep the moisturizer on my hand and fresh, so I put it in a bag like that girl from the last podcast where she's like, my hand, I have to cum on my hand. Remember that?
Yeah, dude, that bitch was nasty, dude.
Yes. Yes, she was. Wash your hands is my advice.
Repeatedly, dude.
Yes.
Repeatedly, and that's why they make sanitizer. You can go to the 99-cent store.
Antibacterial.
And buy one.
Warm water for 30 seconds.
You know, people talk shit on the fucking 99-cent store fucking sanitizer because supposedly it dries out your hands and shit. Who gives a fuck?
For real?
With the amount of lotion you're using, it doesn't even matter.
Oh.
I don't think it's gonna matter, dude.
Oh. Damn.
But, you know, talking about that chick that didn't wash her hands, I got another fucking question.
Another one.
Is from Yahoo Answers.
I love those.
I'm going to read this shit to you.
Okay.
I am so embarrassed. ... My neighbors just saw me. ... doing stuff. What do I do? Now, this is the question. I seriously want to die right now. I was lying on my couch in my room playing with myself. And I looked up and I saw two of my neighbors in the window across of mine. They weren't looking at me. But they were just standing right there by my window, like if they just been looking outside like two fucking dumbasses. And obviously they could see everything. I bet they did, dog. I don't know why I haven't realized that my neighbors can see until now, because you like to that voyeur shit. I've been living here for 2 years. 2 years, dude, and she hasn't fucking realized that shit, because you're a dumb broad. So this must have been happening before, apparently. I'm so embarrassed. I probably known as a pervert to them by now. Maybe it's the other way around. I see them in my building all the time. I live in an apartment and the house is curved. So even though they live in the same building, their windows are basically opposite of mine. Like, we give a fuck. Yes. I know who they are, and it makes me more embarrassed. What should I do?
Kill yourself?
You can invest in fucking curtains, you know, like every regular person in the world does. Just buy some curtains. They have them at the 99 cents, or have you ever heard of Big Lots, Pick and Save? You don't want to throw any more? Kmart, Walmart?
Suicide's enough. No, I'm just joking.
What happens if she's cute and we fucking want to bring her in and we're telling her to kill herself?
I'm joking.
No, you're not.
Okay, so, dumb bitch, fucking buy some curtains. Are you there for like 2 years and you're like, she's just there and she's like, every time I masturbate, there's always some guys like near my house, near the other window. What a coincidence.
Every time I try to flick my beans, for some reason there's people outside my window. Maybe I should buy curtains. Nah, I'll wait 2 years.
I'll wait two years,
yeah. And then I'll be embarrassed.
Oh my god, there's people out there? No way.
Fuck it, I'll just keep going. I'm already halfway there. I'm not going to stop. Dude, I don't know.
Like, wait, dude, do people like, you know, like, you have privacy in your own homes, you know, and you can walk around naked. But, I mean, usually you're close to a window.
I don't do that shit because nobody wants to see that shit.
No.
Nobody wants to see that shit.
Well, maybe. But you got to close the windows.
Kirk might, since he's always fucking touching on me, my guy Muhammad, from every other fucking show that we do, he has to get all rowdy and shit. That's probably why it's so quiet today. It's a bit quiet.
We don't got the guy here. That's why.
The guy.
Such a dumb bitch. And you know what? Bravo to those guys. Those guys figured shit out and were like, hey, there's a chick over there masturbating. Free porn, 2 years. That's why. You know, laughed in the background. Yeah, thank you. Anyways, and I love how, like, they, like, how she notices that they pretend like they're looking around like idiots. Have you seen Grown Ups?
Yeah.
Okay, where the guys, how daughters come in, and then they take turns switching off, looking, and they're like, all right, and switch. And then switch. And then switch.
It's are we all four looking away? Oh, my bad. Let's go back and looking at the booty.
There we go. That's fucking funny. Awesome. Those guys are fucking mad, and they know what's up, and they fucking figure their shit out.
Nah, dude, but the funny part is when the fucking granny comes out, and they just fucking pick up the chair and completely turn around. Like, oh, show's over, and they fucking turn around.
That's it.
Grown Ups was a fucking funny-ass movie.
That was a funny-ass movie. It's good. It was a little too polite, if you ask me.
For those comedians, yeah.
Yeah, it's too polite.
A bit polite. But they had kids in it. That's probably why, dude.
Okay. Well, it's because they would make jokes, and then they would just kind of laugh it off, like, hey, I'm joking, I'm messing. And that's not like stand-up where you just make your joke, and that's it, and you offend, and that's it. You know?
No,
it
was it's not stand-up, dude. It's offensive.
I'm just saying, though. Usually you make jokes, but you don't apologize afterward. And they were apologizing.
Well, because we make fun of each other.
It was a very nice movie. Pretty much it was just a nice movie.
Because we make fun of each other, and we never apologize.
No, fuck you. I hate you.
You don't hate me, dude.
Yes, I do.
That's why we meet every fucking week in your fucking cave and fucking sit here and do a podcast with a whole bunch of fucking random strangers.
Yes, because they love us. Like that YouTube video, How to Kiss a Stranger. Which, I don't know why y'all didn't think it was funny. I thought it was fucking hilarious. YouTube it. How to Kiss. And then it's the very first video, and this guy, he's funny. He says, like, how to kiss a girl, but then... Like, he stops and he yells. I don't know. Never mind. Just watch it. It's funny.
It's not that it wasn't funny, dude. It was just, you know why? We just weren't drunk enough yet.
Yeah, I think that's why. I think that's why.
Because everything we have to do has to do with alcohol. If we don't fucking get drunk, then nothing's funny.
Well, I don't know. The first time I saw it, my coworker showed me. But he's one immature fucking asshole kid, dude. And
if you had to call him a kid, then kind of explains that.
He's so immature. But... this guy laughs like no one else is in the room for like 50 miles. Like, no one's near him for 50 miles, and he's kind of like making himself, his presence known. He's the last man on earth, so he's got to make his presence known. Anyways, he laughs so fucking hard, and like just him laughing, I guess, made me laugh even more.
All
right,
dude,
so.
I'm fucking going through all these fucking notes that our so-called executive producer gave us, and none of it makes any fucking sense.
Exact producer, what happened?
So, for this show, we got to talk about fucking hats, winter beer, okay?
Yes.
Black clothing.
No, okay, let's start off with hats.
What's up with hats these days?
Why are you wearing a hat?
I didn't want to put gel in my hair.
Thought you just have a shaved head.
I don't fucking shave my head.
When?
Fuck you, dick. You're going to fucking believe that I'm fucking all gangstered out with a fucking bald head.
Oh, no, that's true. You put a little gel in there.
I put gel in it, but I don't fucking... I'm sorry that I don't have that stylish faux hawk that you fucking have.
I thought it was special gel.
I'm sorry that I don't let my beard grow out so I don't look like fucking Jesus. I'm sorry.
I thought it was special gel from something about Mary. No, that's what I thought you used.
That's why you have the fucking little thing right here, right?
Pretty much. That's my main
ingredient.
So what
is this fucking actual lotion bottle filled with, bitch?
It's my main ingredient.
Did you just collect it and just put it back in the bottle?
No, that's lotion.
The other one filled
it
up and you had
it on the skin.
It rubs it on the skin.
That's something else. Anyways, why are you wearing a hat?
Because I wear hats.
Don't do that.
Oh, I'm sorry. I never knew you were my fucking stylist. And
I'm joking.
I never knew you were my stylist.
Yes.
If you ever need, you know, styling tips, call, you know, the Gooch.
I have an Indiana Jones hat.
What? You think you're fucking Indiana Jones now? Mm-hmm. That's why you built a treehouse, huh? So you can whip on that shit and jump off of it, huh?
Yes. That's
you're like, I'm fucking Indy chasing the crystal skulls, fucking Nazis.
That's me. No, chasing the Nazis. That last one was horrible. But, yeah, but chasing the Nazis was down. Well, thank you for producing for an excellent topic of fucking hats. You know what I hate? You know what? I'm sorry. Let me throw this out there. And hats, when they keep the stickers on there, why do you keep the stickers on there? What's the point? Are you going to return it? Like, that just means, like, you don't have any money and you're just going to go return it. It's like when women buy dresses and keep the tags on and they go return it. Take the sticker off. Why do you need it?
I fucking just haven't taken it off.
Let me take it off for you.
Oh, my bad. But now it's going to have that little ugly circle mark there.
No, you should have taken it off when you first bought it. That means
it's just all beat up anyways.
That means it's purchased.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You have the money and the
means. Because I want to be popping tags. Popping tags.
If you have your tags on, you look cheap. And the whole point of, you know. Like,
I look cheap? Yeah. Fuck you, dude. My hat's your whole outfit. Fuck you, dog.
Well, that's true. But
with your Depeche Mode fucking
thank
catch.
You. Badass, right?
No.
Asshole. I don't care. I still think it's badass.
I glued that on.
Thank you. Thank
high five to Burrito, though.
Thank
fuck
you, Burrito,
Alex.
Girl. So, it's like usually, like, people that have hats like that, they're trying to get...
I can't really believe we're having a segment on hats.
Fuck you. We are, because our wonderful producer is a good guy.
He just fucking wrote down the hat. There was no more to it. It's just hats. Here's hats. Improvise.
I don't think he spelled it right either. Yeah.
It looks like house.
House.
Heist. Yeah,
he's not the smartest. He's not the brightest on the block. Anyways, so
it's because
like,
he has that Jerry curl.
Usually if you buy that kind of stuff, like the people that wear that, like it's like you chase those separate girls that are like money hungry. So, you would
gold
think.
Diggers.
Yeah, gold diggers. So you would think that.
Us, dig us.
Okay, dig us. There. Gold dig us. Did I say it right? Did I say it right, sir?
You can sound a little bit whiter.
Sir, gold dig us? Anyway,
like we said in other episodes, you're just a waste of white skin.
Fuck you. Damn. Anyways, so I'm like, that just means like you don't have the means to buy it. You probably just put it on layaway and you can't take off the fucking stickers.
It doesn't have the price sticker on it. It just has the sizing sticker.
I don't care. That's ridiculous. Why do I need to know the size of your hat? It's like you might as well wear your pants inside
out. I just don't take it off, dude. I don't. Why is it such a big deal to you?
Cause it looks ridiculous.
Okay.
You look like an idiot.
Let's take the fucking sticker off.
Who doesn't take off the tags from fucking... Who doesn't... Oh, you do have a circle. You do have a circle. Who doesn't take off the tags from their clothing?
There. So you don't... So you can quit bitching and we can go on to the next subject.
Yes. Another wonderful subject.
Food blog. What's up with that? I'm just gonna read through them and you can stop me at which one you want to fucking talk about.
Tell you about a food blog. So one of my classes this semester, fucking... You just fill out a piece of paper, your name, fucking something about yourself, your major, blah, blah, blah. The teacher reads out and this is like asking you some questions like, oh, okay, what's this? Anyways, this girl was like, oh, something about really interested in food. And he's like, oh, really? She's like, yeah, I have a food blog. Just a little skinny ass Asian girl. And I'm like, you food blog? You look like you don't eat at all.
At least like you need a sandwich. Talk to my friend Goober.
He can show you how to be shy to a fork. So anyways, she's like, oh, blah, blah. And he's like, oh, can you top In-N-Out's burger? And she's like, yeah, over here at this one restaurant at the lab. You ever been to the lab?
No.
It's the anti-mall. It's like this over here in Costa Mesa. Anyways,
I'm pretty sure you're going to fucking make me go. So.
Yes, we will. On Thursdays, they only serve it for lunch. So it's like a special fucking burger. And I guess they put the onions and the cheese like inside the meat. So, like, when you bite, it just kind of, like, oozes everything the fuck out, according
like
to this
Juicy
girl.
Like a Juicy Lucy?
I don't know what that is.
Oh.
It sounds kind of good and
it's
bad
just
at the
a
same
fucking
time.
Burger. It's just two fucking hamburger patties, and then they stuff it with all the stuff inside, and then they put two patties together, they crimp it, and they fucking cook it.
Yeah. I was thinking differently. I was thinking sexually. But anyways, I was like, she was like, oh, I've eaten like a double from like In-N-Out and some other bullshit, and like she eats this. I'm like, god damn.
And I'm almost style fries.
There you go. And I'm like, damn, this girl must go to the bathroom a lot. If she eats that much, she's got to go to the bathroom. Just throwing that out there.
Prunes and warm Dr. Pepper.
Is it really warm Dr. Pepper?
And supposedly it works, though. Oh, damn. Ah, my bullet dropped. Oh, well. Now I can't snort Coke while we're live on air.
Oh, we still got beer.
Okay.
Which, our another wonderful subject is winter beer. Love it. It's awesome. Very hoppy and what else is in there?
I'm not having beer. I'm having Malibu.
Very malty. Cloves. A lot of stuff. I'm having Wintertron, my fucking favorite beer ever. You can get a
holiday. I thought it was Blue Moon, you fucking bitch.
No, that's like number 4 or 5 now.
Oh, I never knew you were a fucking Cicerone.
And Winter Solstice, fucking awesome. Anderson Brewing Company.
Delicious. Okay, I got a fucking quick second. Cheap beer. So, when you go to fucking 7-Eleven, what would you get? Because, I mean, at 7-Eleven, you're not going to fucking...
That Blue Moon's at 11.
My bad. I thought it was your fourth beer. I never since you went. You know.
Hey, well, you're asking cheap beer, are you not? Okay, let's assume they don't have.
Blue
they don't
not
have
that fucking cheap though.
If I'm gonna go cheap,
still good though.
If I'm gonna go cheap, Miller High Life. I grew up on that, so Miller High Life.
Oh, you don't drink. You don't drink malt liquors.
Nah, man, that's way too old school, man. We used to drink that and like. We said,
fuck you, get dick. Bumps and buy it. Just 2 fucking weeks ago, we've been fucking drinking Brass Monkeys,
oh, that,
which is malt liquor.
I haven't had that for a long time, and you know what? It was good, but yeah, I prefer Wintertron over that any day.
But I drink hard liquor, so.
Fuck that.
Yeah, fuck you, bitch.
I'm joking. That's fine by you. Hey, I told you, like it later. Check this out. No one's fucking with Kool-Aid, bitch.
Oh, yeah. You beat the shirt, but you gotta put it on the back. It says no one fucks with Kool-Aid.
Yeah, no one fucks with Kool-Aid. Can you see it?
Dude, we're on it.
Well, I know, but we got a camera. We got behind.
We're doing it to the camera. Oh,
yeah, because we got a little behind-the-scenes thing going on right now. So if you watch behind-the-scenes, if you're subscribing to us, you'll have to see it. No one's fucking with Kool-Aid, right, man?
How many fucking viewers do you think we have by now? Besides the 3 that just came in today.
Oh, probably like 4.5.
What would be the half? A midget in the audience?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. Little people. Let's be politically correct.
Yeah. So, yeah, half a person listens to us.
Half a person.
They only listen to us half of the time, which our tech advisor told us that we were not recording in stereo. He's like, oh, I can only hear from the right side.
I fixed that shit.
You did? Okay, yeah. Good.
Because like, and after the first episode, everybody's like, I can't hear it. And I was like, all right, my bad.
We're idiots.
We're fucking doing it so raw out of a fucking garage with like.
Hey.
Oh my god.
The Batcave.
Look, dude, I was looking at fucking shit on when I got a question. I was looking at other shit, right, on the show for the show, and I thought we would do a segment on news and shit like that. Might as well little bullshit that comes up on the news.
That's
dude,
true.
And, well, we went through a couple of them, and everybody said, like, nay. But this one, just because it sounds fucking ridiculous, and everybody's already fucking talking about this little faggot. And Justin Bieber has a haircut that costs $750. So his haircut costs fucking our rent. Like, so while we're like fucking struggling all fucking month to get the money for rent, this was like, my hair's a bit 2 inches too long. Let me go get a haircut. $750. Motherfucker, we can have a fucking party for $750. We can make some jungle juice off of that shit.
Yes, we can. What a fucking dick. You know what? Everybody bags on this guy, but I don't know shit about him. All I just know is that everybody started bagging on him, and I'm like, who the fuck is this? He's like another Disney product, right?
I like how you put it. He's a Disney product.
Okay, he's not a Disney product, right? And so, I missed
from
the
our
whole...
fucking, our audience are giving us, you know, head nods that we're fucking idiots and he's not from Disney. He's just dating somebody from Disney, or supposedly. I think he's gay. That's not
probably
the point. And then he gets all mad. Remember they called him gay, and he beat the fuck out of that little kid at laser tag? He's like, I'm not fucking gay! And then he started fucking swinging at like a little kid, like, he unleashed his pocket hole.
You know, the thing is that I missed the whole hype, and I only saw when people started making fun of him, and it's like coming down, you know what I mean? So, I just know that he's a little kid, and he sings gay, and obviously he's a teen
Everybody's
sensation.
On his nuts, apparently.
Yeah. $750, that shit better come with a happy ending by a man, you know, in his case.
He looks like somebody fucking Ellen DeGeneres would date, dude.
That's the same hairstyle. They got the same hairstyle.
With that little... Dude, he just looks... He just fucking went... I mean, look. Everybody should stop fucking hating on him, because he's... Well, okay, he's not making his money, but he's supposed to be making his money, but you know his parents are the ones profiting from it. But he's, you know, he's stacking cash, and supposedly he's dating Selena Gomez, one of the fucking Disney fucking people.
Selena Gomez.
One of the fucking... One of the shows from Disney... She's like one of the chicks that like, oh my god, I guess, I don't know. Dude, she's fucking 3 to 5 to life, dude.
Oh, okay, fuck that then.
Yeah, we'll fucking...
No, let's just assume no.
Yeah.
Call me when you're 18 and assume no.
Right, like a minute before you turn 18 so we can chill in the car.
Yes.
At a fucking park.
So that guy's a douche, he needs to get killed.
Yeah, dude, so...
Somebody threw a bottle at him at a concert, that's all I remember seeing that shit when it came out. And he's like, that's not cool. Well, bitch, but
neither are you. Yeah, so shut the fuck up. Just because you know you're marketed properly and all the little girls get tinglies in their vaginas when they see you and shit, you know, dude, doesn't mean that people give a fuck.
You know what's funny? Like, people hate him so much that somebody paid a fucking a VIP ticket, because they must have been really close to throw that bottle. Somebody paid a VIP ticket to fucking throw a bottle at this guy. That's how bad you are.
No, you know what? No, you know, it probably wasn't that. It was probably like the older brother. Or the dad taking his kid,
and then halfway through the car,
and it's like, I hate my life, I hate my kid, why did you do this to me? We listen to such badass music, and you gotta listen to this little faggot.
Shit.
And then just fucking chucks the fucking thing at him. Like when we were in high school, and they chucked the soda fucking bottle at our principal.
Oh, yeah.
When we rioted and shit.
Oh, man.
Well, we didn't riot. We were in the back going, fuck that bitch. I'm not getting fucked.
Who said that?
Fuck that bitch.
You know what I hate? I work in a retail store, electronics. I fucking hate customers. Like, I fucking hate customers.
Okay, that
like
works
no other. No, I hate people in general. I'm just, you know what?
Thank you.
I don't give a fuck. Customers,
apparently.
Customers are the most fucking, most idiotic fucking people in the fucking world. One day... I'm fucking coming in through like the side door, okay? Not the main door, because the main door has gates and you can tell our store is fucking closed. I'm going in through the side door and I'm going in so I can check in, and you have to get there before we open, obviously. And this guy has the fucking balls to pull up, because he's waiting in the front of the store, and then he pulls up to where the side door is at, and he has the balls as I'm going in and be like, oh, excuse me, sir, excuse me, do you know how much the Wheeze cost? And I'm like, are you fucking kidding me?
I haven't even fucking clocked in, bitch.
I'm not clocked in. You're going to make me late to ask me some bullshit-ass question. You think I know everything in the fucking store off the top of my fucking head? Let me just pull that shit out of my ass. Well, what? Yes, sir. If you want this. Fuck you, dude. Fucking wait till the store opens, then come and ask me, and then I can get some commission off you.
All right. Hey, leash the
motherfucker. No, fuck those
leash him. Leash him. Leash pocket hole.
Hold up. This other guy comes up to me, and he's like, and this was when I was cashiering a while back. So he comes up to me, and he's like, and he has these little batteries, little circle ones. And he goes, oh, do you know what kind of type of batteries the Samsung this and this takes? And it was like some random electronic item. And I'm like, oh, well, actually, I know all the other companies, but I don't know what Samsung takes. And he didn't catch my sarcasm. He goes, oh, well, what kind of batteries do those take? I'm just like, you fucking idiot. You fucking idiot. And I'm like, they take those ones. And he's like, okay, great. I'm like, fuck customers. They can go fucking shove their shit up their ass. I hope they all die. I got more rants, but you know what? We'll save it for next.
Let me do one rant. I want to do a rant about customers and shit. I used to fucking...
Electronics again.
Yeah, I used to work in the game section, the media department. This guy, dude, came in with his wife, you know, senior citizens. They were grown. He comes in and he's like, I want the DS that's shaped like a Pikachu.
No way.
And I'm like, what? Like, I was like, wait. Can you please repeat yourself? You know, you have to be polite. And he's like, my grandson or my nephew told me that he wants the DS that just came out, that it looks like Pikachu from Pokemon. And I was like, fuck me. Why? Why are people so fucking stupid? So I'm like, they don't make those. And he's like, no, but this is, and I was like, I swear to you, I work in the game department. I've been working here for a while. I play video games. We have to play video games with our customers. I would know if there's a DS shaped like a fucking Pikachu. No, this motherfucker had to take it like I was fucking calling him a bitch and shit. And he's like, are you calling my grandson a liar? And I was like, dude, you're asking me for it. If you knew what the fuck it was, then you would just go pick it out. Exactly. Bring his little fucking ass to the store and tell him I want this one. Why are you fucking bitching at me? I'm telling you that it doesn't exist.
What do you have? What kind of reason would you have to lie to him?
Yeah,
like, for your own personal entertainment.
Like, ha ha ha, I fucking hate you.
I hate all the people I got back out with today.
Yeah, dude. I'm like, and he got mad, dude. I was like, do you want me to check out my computer? And he fucking stormed the fuck out. And I was like, all right, dude, I guess you didn't want you didn't want your Pikachu shit, you know?
Was he just ignorant, like an asshole, like just didn't want to listen to you? Or do you think the grandson was fucking with him? Was just like, hey, go pick this up. It's called this and this, and like to make him look like an idiot. Like dude, a fucking producer the other day invites me to, we usually hang out like say Thursday nights and go get Koji. This food truck is very popular in Chapman. Anyways, fucking, he's like, oh, no, well, I'm hanging out at this friend's house, and we're all, like, just chilling, blah, blah, blah. And fucking, I'm like, oh, cool. I'm like, I'm not doing anything. I don't have work tonight, so hang out. And he's like, yeah, come on over. We're at this location. I go over there, knock on the door, and then they're like, hey, what are you doing here? I'm like, what do you mean? I'm like, aren't you all hanging out? I was like, they're like, what do you mean? I'm like, yeah, Tony's here. He told me to come over. You all were hanging out. I'm like, she's like, no, I was just studying. Nobody's here. And I'm like, you fucking asshole. He just sent me a random shit. Like, he sent me a random place to go, and I go there, show up like a fucking idiot. And I'm just like, we're hanging out. I was just like stunned. I was like, oh, never mind. It was good seeing you. I just came to see how you're doing. I gotta go now. Yes. So.
He made and you me fucking look get like home, and you're like, God damn it! You start fucking throwing everything in your room.
I punched the wall, a hole in the wall.
Like when you punch that hole in your van in the car.
Yes. Like that episode, like that time.
We'll talk about that shit. You know, you can catch, if you want to talk to us, you know, throw us shit for the show. You guys want to, you know, tell us that we sucked and fucking, or, you know, or just not existent since I don't think we have anybody listening.
That's fine. You can tell us we suck, at least. I mean, yeah. Say listen to
like,
it.
Boo, you guys fucking suck. Get off iTunes.
But say listen to it. So that ranks us up.
Or if you want to, you know, you have a question for us you guys want to talk about, or some crazy story, or, you know, you want to talk about fucking people that you work with that suck balls, whatever the fuck you want to say.
God,
you know,
damn.
Shut up, boo. Let me tell these people this shit. You can just find us at facebook.com/IamGoober. And, you know, facebook.com/GuchaMcD.
Tell them how to spell it.
No, dude. Yeah. They should know by now, dude. They should, after fucking six episodes.
I've never spelled it. Okay, GOOCHAMCD.
Okay.
Damn,
bitch. We actually have a fucking iTunes now for the show, which is all the behind-the-scenes shit and all our stupid shit that we do. That's at youtube.com/AnaheimNights. And then for my vlogs, shit that I do on a regular basis, that is at youtube.com/goobersvlogs. If you don't know how to spell that by now, Jesus, it's been seven fucking shows. You should be able to spell it.
Bitch.
So that's it.
I'm going to do a tie-in radio. So tieinradio.org, I think it is. But anyways, I'm going to do a radio show this semester, spring 2011, because I go to Cal State Fullerton. So fucking tune in. And I'm also going to podcast that, too, so people can check back on it. And you can make requests on that shit. And no one's fucking with the Kool-Aid, motherfucker.
All right. Good night, everybody.
Peace.
I'm a Barbie girl in a Barbie world. Life in plastic. It's fantastic. You can brush my hair and dress me everywhere. Imagination, life is your creation.
Come on, Barbie, let's go party.
I'm a Barbie girl in a Barbie world. Life in plastic, it's fantastic. You can brush my hair and dress me everywhere. Imagination, life is your creation.
Let's go party!
Come on, Barbie, let's go party!
Yeah!
Come on, Barbie, let's go party!
Oh, 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 yeah!
Come on, Barbie, let's go party!
Oh, oh, oh.
Let's go party.